Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. That's right, we are live. We don't serve any dead hosts. No, we're a live show, live and well. I'm your host, Rick McCann. I'm the founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement association based in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're glad to have you here with us on another edition of the only talk show of its kind in the world. No other talk radio show or program that we are aware of that concentrates 100% of their show on the private security industry and, more to the point, to the frontline private security officers. So welcome to the show. We're glad to have you. Glad that you're listening wherever you might be, whether it be here in the U.S. or any place, from around the world. And we have people all over the place, places we've never heard of listening to us. And every week when we check the numbers, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And sometimes we're just stumped. How do people know? How do they hear about us? How do they find us here on the old WWW internet, out in space, radio? But they do, and they listen to us more and more people every week. And so, again, all that I can say is thank you. Keep spreading the word. Let people know about this private security industry talk radio program that's only going to get better with time, just like a fine wine. Well, As you know, this has not been a good weekend for many people, especially in the Southeast. Severe weather, tornadoes. In fact, in North Carolina alone, more than 60 tornadoes were reportedly touched down. Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma. More than 50 people dead. It has been a very violent weekend, according to meteorologists last night. They say that in North Carolina, it was the worst outbreak of tornadic weather in three decades. More than 60 tornadoes touched down in one state alone. And unfortunately, this weather has only begun. We've got another month or two of the springtime tornado weather season. And so we have to address the precautions that you must take. And we want to encourage everyone to make sure that they get a weather radio. They're very inexpensive, $24, $25. It is extremely important that you have one. A very heroic situation happened in North Carolina during one of those tornadoes at Lowe's Home Improvement Store. A Lowe's store manager is credited with saving about 100 people because he spotted the tornado. They had been monitoring the weather. The tornado was moving in their direction. He made an announcement to his staff to activate their emergency plan. It's so good to have everything pre-planned and to practice it. That's why we say practice, practice, train, train, practice. But they activated their emergency plan. They got all of their shoppers and employees to the back of a store where there were no windows, where they were shoulder to shoulder in a hallway that was protected to the best of their ability. The front of the store was demolished, metal and steel ripped apart as people yelled, cried, prayed. But all 100 people walked out of that destroyed store without one scratch, without one nick, one cut, one broken bone, because a store manager activated his emergency plan and followed protocol. He is a hero today, and he needs to be recognized as such. We need to prepare for all types of emergencies, all types of situations. Not everything is going to be an active shooter. Not everything is going to be explosive devices. Not everything is going to be a civil disturbance, a riot. We're going to have many emergencies that are medical in nature, fire in nature, weather in nature, and therefore, as private officers, we must constantly, constantly train, train, practice, drill, train. And if you do not follow this, you probably will not come out of a crisis such as tornadoes or hurricanes in one piece. We want to encourage everyone to understand the importance of getting out there, even if you have to do it by yourself. If your company or your client does not have protocols for weather emergencies, write them. If your company, your client does not have emergency plans, write them. Go to the web, research it, do some work, put it together. And even if they don't accept it, at least you'll have some insider knowledge as to how to respond in these various types of emergencies. Well, as we're on the radio every week, we want to remind you that you can always send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. Even if you are listening later on in the week or month or a couple months down the road and you have questions, comments, certainly send us an email. We'd love to hear from you at radio@privateofficer.com. We will answer them personally. You can also submit your news or training events, promotions, whether it be yourself, your coworker, or your employee who's been promoted. Definitely want to know what's happening in your neck of the woods. We really enjoy reading all of the emails from across the country and around the world. So send us an email about anything, even if you just want to say, hey there, hello, we're out here, radio@privateofficer.com. Well, the past few weeks we've really had some great shows and done some great training on subjects such as suicidal response, how to recognize suicide emergencies. We've done last week mental health
acknowledgement and response, which we really are seeing more cases of that, where security officers are having to be involved with those situations. We've done a great show on disaster emergencies and response, severe weather, just like we had this past weekend, employee rights, and many other shows. And we have many great shows coming up, lined up for you over the next few months. So we really want you to tell your coworkers, tell everyone that you know about the Private Officer Talk Radio. It is the only one of its kind in existence that we're aware of, and have them to listen to it. And the great thing is that they can listen to it on their iPod. It's available on iTunes. It's available by digital download, several formats, and it's a great way to stay on top of the security industry news, topics, as well as some free training in every program, just about. So just remind them to come listen at privateofficer.com. We want to welcome all of our new members. We've had a slew of new members recently, and we really do want to acknowledge them. We really appreciate everyone who is joining, who sees the need, who believes in the message, and sees what it is that we're doing. People from all around the world beginning to recognize the importance of becoming a member. No, we're not a union, but yes, united we stand. And we must stand together as an organization for better training, for better recognition, for better salaries, benefits, and the necessities. We must come together as one. On the internet, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you can follow us, you can tag along, you can contact us, you can participate. We have a pretty large footprint on the web, and it's growing every time. So if you want to go to Facebook and check out the site there, you can do it at facebook.com/privateofficer.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Twitter/Private Officer, and that's a good way to stay on top of the breaking news, because our breaking news is hooked up to Twitter. And every time we update the blog, which is several times a day, you're going to get a little tweet as to the news that is breaking right then at that moment. So that's a great way to stay on top of it. You can also join us on our own forums at privateofficer.ning. We have hundreds of members there from around the world in every type of position and industry, security-related, law enforcement. We have lots of videos, training that happens there as well, so go check it out. And you can follow our news blog every day at privateofficernews.wordpress.com. Now, as we always say, the best way to do this without having to remember all of those silly links and web addresses and everything else is just go to our main website at www.privateofficer.com, and you can link into every one of those sites right there from our homepage. Spread that around. Let people know about privateofficer.com. It is the one resource for all of their security training, information, news, networking, and benefits right there on one website, www.privateofficer.com. It is really growing. We have so much content on the Private Officer website. And every day, something new is being added. So if you don't go there frequently, you're missing out. Well, back in February, we began the 2011 training initiative. Our goal is to train 1,000 private security personnel around the world at least 2 modules of training that they're not required to have by their state licensing board or local licensing committee, certification, whatever. And we have set out to offer free training. We've networked with some other sites, and you can go to our website at www.privateofficer.com. At the top of the page, there's a blue banner. Click on it, and you can register for some free training right now from Private Officer, as well as from the Department of Homeland Security and about 12 or so universities and colleges. Once you take those training modules and you get your certificates, email them back to us at adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we will also give you a certificate. And we keep track of how many is participating because we're trying to reach this goal. There's over 3 million, some say 5 million, private security personnel in the U.S. alone, more than 27 million in the world. So we're about 30% to 34% into our goal right now, but we would love to be able to not only accomplish the 1,000 mark, we would love to train in excess of the 1,000 private security personnel. So tell your coworkers, tell everyone in the security industry, it doesn't cost a dime, not a nickel, not a penny, not a cent. It is absolutely free. The only thing that we ask is that you send us back your verification, your certificates after you obtain them, so that we can keep track of how many people are involved in the training initiative. Go to our website, privateofficer.com. At the very top, there's a blue banner. Click on it and participate in the 2011 Private Officer Training Initiative. Want to remind you also, we've got something fantastic, great, huge coming up on April the 25th, which is next Monday. April the 25th will be the 2011 Private Security Officer Awards and the 2011 Private Security Officer Induction into the Security Hall of Fame. You will not want to miss those announcements. If you have a employee, a coworker, or someone who is deserving of being recognized through an award, please go to our website at privateofficer.com. Up at the top of the page, click on the banner that says nominations for the awards and nominate your coworker, your employee, another officer, or even yourself to be recognized in the 2011 Private Security Officer Awards. Now, you must do this. We must have them in the office no later than April the 23rd, which is Saturday at midnight. April the 23rd, Saturday at midnight. Go to the website now. Well, not exactly now. Oh, you know, later on, after the program is over with, please don't do it now. Hang on. Wait just a few minutes, and we'll be right back. I promise we will.
You can support disaster relief efforts to help those affected by the earthquake in Japan and the Pacific tsunami. Text Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation or visit redcross.org.
Okay, we're back. We're here. Hope you didn't go away, because we're here. We're back. We didn't go anyplace. We had, you know, had to get something to drink here to wet our whistle. But we are back. I'd like to remind you and give you a little information about something else that is fantastic that is going on at Private Officer International, if you have not already heard. Private Officer Security Corporation, a sister company of Private Officer International,
will begin offering franchises nationwide June 1st. Private Officer Security will be a full-service private security and investigative company and will begin offering franchises nationwide June 1st. The great thing about being involved in a franchise operation, whether it be McDonald's or the Holiday Inn or your local donut shop, is that when you decide to be in business and you go with a franchise operation, it's a turnkey business. You don't have to wonder how to do anything. You don't have to wonder how to get your license. You don't have to wonder what insurance is required. You don't have to design any type of report, paperwork. You don't have to worry about human resources, marketing, legal services, or even billing, because all of these are wrapped up in a one operation, one turnkey operation through the franchise corporation. And Private Officer Security is going to be one of those turnkey operations that's going to offer you everything, everything in a nutshell, everything that you are going to need as part of the franchise, including continual support, continual marketing, human resources, legal service, accounting, sales, all as part of your franchise. You will be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Now, the great thing that we're doing in the initiation of the franchise is that we are giving away three franchises nationally. All that you have to do is send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com explaining why you should get the franchise and include a one-year proposal of what your intentions are, of how you're going to operate the business. And you could be selected to receive one of those franchises absolutely free. That's going to save you $20,000 right there in the beginning. You will automatically be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. For more information, go to our website at www.privateofficer.com. There will be a special link there this week, or send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. adminassist@privateofficer.com. That's all that you got to do. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's pretty simple, actually, and we've had a number of people who are interested and have applied. So if you are interested, if you would like more information, or if you think that you can handle having a franchise and a business, this is something that you've always wanted to do, send us your email right now. Tell us why it is that you think you should be selected and include a proposal for 1 year. And like I said, it's just that simple. You actually may
be selected to receive one of those franchises. Well, we quickly want to go over to the news and let you know what's happening in the news. In Bend, Oregon, a teenager at a coffee shop, open mic night, that's one of those situations where everyone can come up and play their original music and so forth, shocked the audience when, after the song that he performed called Sorry for the Mess, he took out a large knife and stabbed himself to death on the stage. Kip Rusty Walker was 19 years old. This happened at the Strictly Organic Coffee Shop in Bend, Oregon. The crowd at first thought that it was part of the show and then quickly realized when they saw the blood that this was something very crazy and called 911. He died en route to the hospital. New York City off-duty police officer is being called a hero after he was at a car repair shop in Brooklyn waiting for his vehicle to be repaired, his personal vehicle, in plain clothes, when two armed men came in to rob the place and he got into a shootout. Anthony Presley, officer Anthony Presley, got into a shootout with four thugs and bullets began to fly and he was able to stop the robbery and detain at least two of the suspects. In Newcastle, Indiana, state police there say that a Plainfield man fatally shot himself. State police were pursuing him. The trooper initially began to follow his pickup truck as it was weaving. The man pulled over on the side of the interstate and then committed suicide. Police do not know exactly why. In Torrance, California, an El Segundo firefighter has been arrested and charged with shoplifting more than $350 worth of electronics from Costco's. In Torrance, Michael Joseph Archambault, 52, was apprehended by loss prevention personnel as he was trying to leave the store with a router, a modem, ink cartridges, and some other merchandise in a trash can. The firefighter has been suspended during this investigation. In California, Sacramento, California, the California State University Police ended a move, a sit-in, actually, at the university after they moved in. Police say the students were protesting a rise in tuition, and they took over several buildings for several days. Police finally moved in and shut them down. In Denver, Colorado, the manager of a mall and Denver police have come clean after several days of speculation. Denver mall manager has verified that a mall security officer was kidnapped and carjacked on Friday at the Cherry Creek Shopping Center. They say that the female security officer, who they will not identify, will not say if she was on duty or not, was taken by gunpoint and kidnapped and stuffed into the trunk of the vehicle. She was later able to escape and notify police. They do have a suspect in custody. They are also connecting him with a murder of a 75-year-old man who was found earlier in the day in a trash bin just outside of Denver. Police say that William Lee Lawrence, 24, has been charged with carjacking in the incident, and they believe they will be charging him with murder as well. In Maple Shade, New Jersey, a Philadelphia man was arrested for shoplifting four huge rolls of copper wire from the Lowe's department store. Lowe's security arrested Kenneth Lodowski, 49, after they saw him pushing the rolls of wire out the garden department door, and then he went to retrieve it, and they took him into custody. A Drake University employee in Des Moines, Iowa, has been arrested for embezzlement of more than $450,000. Police say that over a period of time, he was able to skim off some money from an account. He has been charged with embezzlement. Fargo, North Dakota, this weekend, a private security officer on patrol was injured by a drunk driver who slammed head-on into their patrol vehicle. Security officer, whose name has not been released, is in critical condition after being pinned into the patrol car. The accident occurred just after 2 a.m. Naomi Cosin, 24, has been arrested so far for drunk driving, could face other charges in the near future regarding this. Another security officer at the University of Pennsylvania also was injured this weekend by a drunk driver. Police say that the security officer was patrolling the campus area on a bicycle when a drunk driver ran off the road, striking him and injuring him as well. He is in good and stable condition. His name has not been released either. In Maui, Hawaii, the publisher of Maui Times, a Waikiki-based alternative weekly newspaper, has said that he's been assaulted by Dwayne Dog Chapman's entourage and security guard. Excuse me. According to publisher Tommy Russell, he was filming a situation where Dog and several of his entourage had gathered in a parking lot when the security officer grabbed him and his camera. He called police, and according to the publisher of the newspaper, police also assaulted him and did not want him to record. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a former head of a security company has been charged with grand larceny in a payroll scheme where he stole more than $450,000. John R. Pignotti, 50, was the manager of a security company. He left and went to work for another company where he wrote paychecks to individuals that did not exist. He's been charged with multiple felonies and currently is being held without bond. In Pasadena, California, a security officer who was alert and on the ball noticed two men breaking into a Salvation Army store. He notified police. Officers arrived in time to begin a foot pursuit, and they were able to arrest two suspects for the burglary. So it was good going on the security officer's part. This news just off the wire a short time ago. Las Vegas security officer at the Tuscany Casino has been shot during an attempted robbery. According to police, the security officer this morning at 2:30 a.m. spotted a man trying to rob a woman. He intervened and has been shot in the thigh. He is in good condition. The suspect has escaped. No other injuries or details of the shooting has been released at this time. A security officer in College Station, Texas, shot himself accidentally. Police there say that they got a call at around 3:45 Sunday morning reporting the shooting at the American Momentum Bank. At first, the security officer told police that someone shot him. He then fessed up and said that he accidentally shot himself. Currently, no charges have been lodged against the security guard. In Santa Ana, California, a security officer there was able to subdue and detain a suspect in an aggravated assault situation. A security officer spotted a man stabbing another person outside of a bar. Police say that as the suspect fled, the security officer was able to take him into custody and detain him until police could arrive. The suspect has been charged with aggravated assault. The other victim has been transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A 90-year-old security officer in Arcadia, California, John Scheer, was injured a few weeks back while trying to defend a small child from a horse who had got loose, who apparently was heading for the child. Scheer was injured by the horse and had to be hospitalized for a short time. He is out of the hospital, and he says he plans on being back at the horse track in the fall. A 95-year-old security officer has decided to retire after being with the security company for more than 32 years. The security officer had been a truck driver for more than 28 years when he retired from that job and then took a job with Pinkerton Security, later bought out by a Securitas. The security officer says that he would not have retired, but the company that he is working for has decided to go to automatic gates and no longer needs his service. That's the news roundup this week, today, this moment, from Private Officer News, and we hope that you enjoyed that. Some people do and some people don't, but it is a necessary part of what we do. It's the information that will help you on your job, because it could be something that you have run into. It could be something that will help you down the road when you remember a situation. So we like the news, and we hope that you do too. Okay, we want to move over to our birthdays this week. We've got quite a few of them. This week, Conrad Benoit in Trousdale. Happy birthday, Conrad, to you. Stuart Holt in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 44. Happy birthday, Stuart. Dale Mahoney in Staten Island, New York, just turned 50. Can you believe it? Oh, time flies. Happy birthday to you, Dale. Flora in Orlando, Florida, is a loss prevention officer, and she does not want to tell her age. Happy birthday to you. Kevin Ganowski in New Britain, Connecticut. Happy birthday to you. You didn't list your age either. Sammy Tisdale in the Bahamas. The Bahamas. Woo! Wouldn't it be nice to be there now? 59 this week. Maxwell Lewis, 32. He is in Toronto, California. Charles Holt in Chicago, Illinois, 61 years young. Stanley Covington, he is age unknown, so he's just a young man, and there's no location either. But happy birthday to all of you. I hope that you've had a great day. Want to congratulate Beverly Wilcox in Kansas City, Kansas, Terry Wall in Orlando, Florida, Drew Pennington in the British Columbia, Bertrand Wilcox in Decatur, Georgia, Andre Coleman in Wilmington, Delaware. Those fine folks have completed their certified Asset Protection Professional 1 certifications. Also, Brian Hollingsworth in Canton, Ohio, and Festino Corrales, who is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They have completed their certified trainer diploma program, and we congratulate all of them today. What a great job. Great job, everybody. It's so important to have the training, the knowledge, and the skills to do your job. It does not matter. It really doesn't matter. If you are a fireman, if you are a plumber, if you are a mechanic, it really doesn't matter. If you don't know how to do your job, if you don't know, how can you do it properly? How can you possibly do it properly? It just baffles me sometimes. We have a great LAPD two-tone style Private Officer International members badge on sale right now. We are putting in an order this week. Don't miss out. It's a beautiful badge. It has the Private Officer logo on it. It has your name and member's number on it. Go to www.privateofficer.com, click on the shopping mall link, and order yours today. It takes about 4 weeks to get it. You won't want to miss out on that because it's a great bargain. Also, we just got in some beautiful, I believe they're nylon. I'm not sure. They're not leather. I know that for sure. But some beautiful briefcases. They're briefcases and duty bag type bags that have the over-the-shoulder sling on it as well as the handle. It has a pocket for laptops as well. It's a beautiful briefcase, just $40. That includes free shipping, but it's for a limited time. We have a limited supply. Go to privateofficer.com, click on the shopping mall link, and order yours today because, like I said, we only have a limited supply. I'm not sure if we'll order any more. We might, but this is a great briefcase. It has the Private Officer logo on the front, and I think it will serve you well, especially because there's plenty of room for your equipment, your office supplies, and your laptop, and I think you will enjoy it. I do want to tell you that we are hiring. We have two positions open right now for a franchise business development manager. These are salary plus commission. We also have a full-time opening for police officer in Richmond, Virginia. You must be a Virginia certified police officer currently. We also have a position open for a membership recruiter. These are paid positions, folks, paid positions. We have several volunteer positions, an ambassador, which is someone who serves in the community as a representative of private officer when a security officer is injured, or in the case of a security officer death, they become the face of Private Officer International and assist the families through our office. We also are looking for someone to be a news support person that basically they would help us to find news stories that cover the industry that we're in. And we're also looking for a college recruiter counselor for the Armour University in Richmond, Virginia. This is a salaried position. Must have prior experience in recruiting or counselor or sales. Go to our website at privateofficer.com. Send us an email to stephaniek@privateofficer.com if you are interested in any of those positions. And I'll tell you, we're growing. And as we grow, we're going to continue to add staff and need volunteers. So if you are interested in participating, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, adminassist@privateofficer.com. And, of course, we don't mention this as much as we should, but we are in the final stages of selecting stories, I guess you would call them, written by private security personnel for our new compilation book called Security in Motion. If you would like to become an instant author, just write 200 plus words of something that has happened to you in the security industry, whether it be funny or silly or stupid or heroic, something that you have been involved in, and send it to adminassist@privateofficer.com, and it will be included in our upcoming book, Security in Motion. Well, that's all the time we have this week in this abbreviated Private Officer Radio show, because we are preparing in just a short time to head out to a disaster zone where we will be aiding the local authorities in a number of ways, including our chaplain service will be there, and we will be boots on the ground doing whatever it is that needs to be done. If you would like to join us, please send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Our SRT teams have been dispatched to North Carolina and to South Alabama between Montgomery and Mobile. And we would love to have more hands, more boots on the ground. Just send us an email at privateofficer.com, adminassist@privateofficer.com, if you can spare a day or two. Well, that's all for this week, and we hope that you will have a great rest of the week. Be safe. God bless. And remember, we will be on the air next Monday, April the 25th. Sunday is Easter. We will not be on the air, but we will be on the air Monday for our Private Officer Awards program and induction into the Security Hall of Fame. Until then, God bless, safe, and we'll see you next time right here on the radio. Thank you.